Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday! Oh, is it? Congratulations, we have made it! Self-high fives all the way around. We got plenty of great stuff that we're going to be addressing this afternoon. We'll tell you, we've got my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Bratt, joining us at 3:35, and hopefully the good doctor is going to be able to help the rest of us who are not economists understand what this latest jobs report really means. I don't fully understand. And why, if in fact the jobs are what they are, why will Jerome Powell, the Fed boss, not lower those interest rates? That seems to be an issue here. But I also think that it really is all about the fact that Jerome Powell just hates Donald Trump, and he's doing everything possible to torpedo the president, which is disgusting. But I mean, I guess it is what it is. But anyway, the good doctor, Dave Brown, will be with us. We'll talk a little bit about that. My dear friend, Stan Andruski, who during the week you will find at Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service. And remind you that Certified Auto Repair is in the running for Best of Richmond. Yeah, best auto repair shop in all of Central Virginia. So that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I voted. I'm hoping you voted. If you didn't vote, let me remind you. This is the last day on the air. I will be annoying you about this, okay? It happens every year right around now, and every year we're very fortunate to have had the Jeff Katz Show make it to the finals, and I would absolutely, positively love to win again. I really do. I would like to have us win again. That would be pretty cool. So that being said, here's what I'm going to need you to do, and this will be the last day, and I will be over the top, annoying, pain in the rear end today, and then it will all come to a conclusion. Okay? So I would need you to text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. Text the number 100. That's 100, just like the birthday coming up for WRBA. We're going to be 100 years old. Pretty cool. So text 100 to this following phone number, 804-430-5505, online. And you can vote once per day each way. So twice you're going to vote for the Jeff Katz Show, or at least I hope you are. Online, it is go.richmond.com/the best. Then you're going to click on the tab that says entertainment, and then you're going to click on the tab that says best afternoon radio show. I know it's a lot of steps, but I would appreciate the support. Again, go.richmond.com/the best. Click on the entertainment tab, then click on the tab that says best afternoon radio show, and then you'll see me right there. Not a picture, but you'll see the show listed, and I would appreciate that. Now, I mentioned it was Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I wear red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. Started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms just to help all of us remember that we've got great folks serving us and protecting us all over the world, far, far from home. And today is no different. I am wearing a red T-shirt. The laundry fairy was quite cooperative. This is a Stanford University T-shirt. I paid full price for it. I paid this T-shirt, I do believe, cost me $230,000. I made a hell of a T-shirt, I get you. But oh, and they threw in a bachelor's degree for my son. So that was pretty cool, actually. I guess it's a, you know, good value when you crunch those numbers. What else? I got my Peppa Pig hat on, which I got as a gift from my dear friend, Emily Morrissey, my bestie buddy down there in Midlothian, Emily Morris, who crafts those beautiful bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. She gifted me a Peppa Pig hat a couple of years ago. Not anybody can have these, by the way. You got to be like on a really select list, a really cool person for Emily to give you a gift like that. But she did. And you know what the best part of it was? Can I share this with you? I hope it doesn't embarrass her. But she gave me the hat, which was great. I mean, I love baseball caps, and I wear baseball caps. Not every day, but I do wear them. And so Fridays, of course, I get my Peppa Pig hat out, thanks to Emily. But when Emily gave me that hat, I got a big hug and a kiss. So that was actually the best part. And you know, here I am, I'm remiss in this. Emily's Bracelets, she's nominated as the best jewelry store in all of Central Virginia. So you can actually text her number. Her number is 261. And you text 261 to the same number, 804-430-5505. Okay? Give Emily a vote. And you can do the same thing online when you go to go.richmond.com/the best. I think her category is... I think it's shopping. You click on shopping and it'll have a best jewelry store there. So pretty cool stuff. All right. Is anybody paying attention to the meltdown that some on the left are having because President Trump has reinstituted the presidential fitness awards? I have been listening and watching and reading some of the over-the-top hyperbole that is coming from the left. They're outraged that President Trump has reinstituted it. Why? Well, according to some of them, this is, it's reminiscent of Nazi Germany, that it's about establishing the Hitler Youth. Really? Oh, good Lord, no. This is about saying to a generation which has spent the bulk of their life inside on devices, pretending to play things, pretending to take part in physical activity. This encourages them now to actually get out of their house and go outside and be active, run, and jump, and do all that nifty stuff. How can anybody be upset about this, is my question. Well, here's what I think part of the problem is, that I want you to reach out to me via our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We have a generation, maybe even more than a generation, which has said, I don't need to be physically fit. I don't need to be active. I sit here, I am the great indoorsman, as you know. I hate the great outdoors. I see the great outdoors as something I must pass through on the way from the cab to the hotel. But nonetheless, I get it. There's stuff outside. I got it. I mean, I like looking at it. I just don't want to be in it. And my natural physical state is essentially sloth. I am very good at sitting on the couch. I'm very good at doing absolutely nothing. I mean, I really am. But I also understand that in effort to be healthy, or as healthy as I can be, as healthy as you can be, as healthy as our children can be, you've got to be physically active. You have to be able to run a mile. You got to be able to do some sit-ups. You got to do some push-ups. You've got to do some pull-ups. It sounds pretty basic, doesn't it? And what happens now is that young people around the country in schools, starting in elementary school, will have the opportunity to be part of this. And the top 15% will receive the Presidential Physical Fitness Award. And if it's like it was in the olden days, you'll get some sort of a patch and some sort of a certificate. I don't know if you're supposed to sew the patch onto like gym shorts or something. I mean, I don't know. But all of that being said, it'd still be pretty cool. And I would encourage my kids to participate in it if they are, if they were of that age. Now, my boys are older. They're not going to be eligible for this, and that's okay. But if you've got kids, don't you think they need to be active? Right? This is about having a healthy nation. You'll notice.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It was Secretary of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy, who was there along with all sorts of athletes. My gosh, there were like world-class athletes that showed up for this thing yesterday. It was really pretty impressive, if you ask me. I enjoyed watching it. And only in a Trump White House could they get Triple H to do the whole water bottle spitting water entrance thing. But they did. They got him to do it. If you haven't seen it, I know Jeremy tracked it down for me to show it to me. It's out there, and you should check it down. Track it down and check it out. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I really do. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I want the kids to be healthy. And here's what Bobby Kennedy has said all along. Right? He's the MAHA guy. Make America healthy again. We've got a huge amount of children who are clinically obese. That's a fact. We have a boatload of kids who have never run 50 feet, let alone a mile. And take a look at standards. I'm tied in a little bit to law enforcement. When I was trying to become a cop 1,000 years ago, you had to run a mile. Now it's a mile and a half. And I don't know. I don't know that I could run a mile and a half right now, but I know that if I wanted to be an active law enforcement officer again, I would have to run a mile and a half. So what do we do when we have an entire generation that cannot run a mile and a half? Do we change the standards? Or do we say, gosh, we just don't have anybody now who can be in law enforcement? I don't know. But anyway, do me a favor, especially those of you who actually won the Presidential Physical Fitness Award when it was available before. It was started in 1966 by Lyndon Johnson. It was ended by Barack Obama. The thing just disappeared as a result of Barack Obama. Barack Obama took it away, did away with it, threw it in the trash can, flushed it down the toilet, however you want to phrase it. And you've got to try and figure out why. If you want to be part of the conspiracy theory folks, and I'm telling you, the more I pay attention, maybe they're not as crazy as I thought because I'm agreeing with a lot of the stuff that they say. But you could say it was Obama setting up people not to be able to take care of themselves. I think that is part of the left-wing agenda. I really do. I think they want us dependent on them all the time, every day. But it's coming back. So, number one, if you won the Presidential Physical Fitness Award back in the day, as they say, what do you think? What do you think about its return? If you took those tests, but you didn't pass them, that would be me. I don't think I ever made it that far. I was never in the top 15%. What do you think? Do you think this is really an attack on our children? That's what the left is saying. It's brutal. It's terrible. It's horrible. It harkens back, again, I have to look at this, it harkens back to Nazi Germany. Ugh. Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 322, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We got Dr. Dave Brett joining us in just a couple of moments. We're going to be chatting about the economy. I mean, he's an economist, so he knows things, and I don't. So I'm looking forward to getting all of the insight. What do these new jobs numbers mean? And are we or are we not on the right track? I think things are going well. I keep looking at the fact that I do not hear or see people complaining about the economy, right? I just don't. Now, could I be just talking to the wrong people? Maybe, but seems to me everybody at this point, with a couple of exceptions. Now, you know what? I'm going to share with you the exceptions. Harry, my oldest, I don't think he's thrilled at the moment because he doesn't have a job right now. So for him, this is not a good time. It's not the best time. I understand that. But he has such a unique sort of skill set, I guess the way I would describe it, that given the rise of AI and some of the other things, it is a very difficult time. It is a very difficult time, apparently, for recent college graduates in the job market. So, all right, they probably have a concern or two, but you can do sort of the cross tabs on this. And you look at it and you see that they are, that age demo, very, very, very supportive of President Trump. They are now Republican voters. They're conservative in their outlook, which is crazy, huh? Or is it? Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, I received the Presidential Physical Fitness Award. I don't remember what I did with the patch, but receiving the award meant a lot for this scrawny kid from Southwest Virginia. It is an accomplishment. I hope they bring it back. They are bringing it back. President Trump is, in fact, bringing it back. He did that big announcement yesterday. 804, Jeff, I never won that award in the 80s, but it forced me to develop a mindset to improve myself. I'm now 54, retired from the Army. I run daily. Because I failed, I got better. Love it. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. We got a lot of great stuff that we are dealing with this afternoon, but I personally am trying to make some sense out of the new job numbers and the economy in general. I just want to, as a purely anecdotal, nothing statistical here or analytical, but anecdotally, I don't hear anybody complaining about the economy now. But who knows? Who knows, right? Dr. Dave Brat, the best economist as far as I'm concerned, my favorite economist. I know Milton Friedman, Adam Smith, blah, blah, blah. Neither one of them can hold a candle to Dr. Brat. And the good doctor is with us. I remind you that Dave is the senior vice president at Liberty University for business relations. He's never here on behalf of Liberty. He's here just to offer some of his brilliance. I, however, have no problem reminding you what a great institution Liberty is. Dave, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit with these new job numbers and the reaction from the market. What does it really mean? Are we headed in the right direction, or is something bad afoot?
Well, no. Everybody, you know, overreacts politically to everything. So the job numbers were not what we expected. And then BLS, which revises like crazy, was revising the last couple reports down as well. And so we'll see where all that sorts out. But, you know, The way you can tell who's fibbing a little bit is Bloomberg and some of these guys, they always say it's due to jobs and tariffs now. Oh. Well, they haven't, you know, and they've been saying tariffs before, but that was not a factor. The markets were on a roll. GDP came 3% up. this quarter. And they keep trying to pin things on tariff because it's more Trump related. Whereas the economy and the jobs numbers, right? There's a 6 month lag or a year lag there. So that reflects more on Biden's economy. But it really doesn't even reflect on that. As I've said on this show 100 times, I try to call balls and strikes, and the real numbers are with a guy named Bob Gordon at Northwestern University. He's the leading guy in the country on productivity, and productivity has been going down for 70 years in a row, long-term trend productivity. So that's the problem. This country has some serious discipline to do, right? If you think of Social Security or Medicare, we're just lacking discipline across the board. And so one potential solution right now, right, is if Trump cut the deficit spending, right, that's $2 trillion a year. Right. That's like lopping off about 10% of your economy, right, just lopping it off into the river. Wow. And so he can't do that. No one wants to do that. But there is a trade now, right? If Trump would do a triple bank shot and say, look, I'm going to cut some spending. I'm going to put huge pressure on the House and the Senate. And in exchange for that, that'll slow growth. Then I want Fed Powell to lower interest rates, right? Because that'll stimulate and save the day, right? And the Fed is not cutting. They cut before Biden was elected, but for some reason they're not cutting, and now he's too slow. And now it really looks like the evidence is going to come in against him, and Trump's been right on that nickname, too slow.
Yep.
And so there's the deal, right? It's fairly rational. You got to quit the deficit spending that's bankrupting the kids.
Yep.
That's going to slow down the economy. No president wants to take the hit. Right. So then you tell the Fed, print, you know, lower interest rates. And that's a nice win-win. And if you do both of those, if you get rid of the government sector and lower interest rates, then all that capital that Trump's bringing from the rest of the world, you know, $8 trillion and $2 trillion from the U.S.,
right,
then that massive firepower. But I don't think Congress can restrain spending. And that's the major problem we've had forever.
All right, what about the Fed portion of it then? We know that Jerome Powell seems to have, I know he keeps claiming it's because I'm looking at the economy. Well, I just don't think he likes Trump, and I think that he's willing to do things that torpedo the president. But he's not there permanently. He should be gone soon, right?
Relatively. Yeah, he's got about a half a year left or something like that. And if anyone's serious on the Fed, go watch the Tucker Carlson interview from a couple days ago on the Fed Expert. And it's one bomb after the other. And this guy's one of the heavyweight academics in the world that knows the history of everything.
Right.
And I can't even begin to summarize it other than to say the guy's just he's the guy that came up with the easing after the financial crisis, 2008, with a strategy how to get us out of there.
Yeah.
And wait till you hear. I don't know whether you heard it. But anyone that really wants to get into the weeds on the Federal Reserve, go listen to that guy. I think his name's Ed Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R.
Okay.
I'll just give one takeaway. Just by chance, you know, the Fed was started right before World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see there. And the heads of the Federal Reserve System in the U.S. and Germany, right, our enemy in both World War I and II, both of them were brothers.
Wow.
It's just coincidence, Jeff. There's nothing to see here, right?
That makes for some interesting family reunion discussion.
Yeah, wait till you hear this interview. I just wanted to motivate the talk. So there you go.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a look at that. Dave, I know you're squeezing us in today. Where are you off to now? I just need to know.
Well, I'm just in between. I've got meetings with Liberty guys all day, and I've had a great day, and I hate to miss the full cat's attention, but I'm at Liberty just having fun and making friends. So that's
good.
It.
Well, listen, you got a great institution there, as you know. You're one of the best of the best. I always appreciate you squeezing us in. Come, you know, water, high water. Have a blessed weekend, brother. We'll talk soon, all right?
You too. God bless you. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. That is Dr. Dave Bratt from Liberty. Dave is one of those guys, and now that he's gone, I can say this. Dave is one of those guys, when we ask him, he's there. When he was the congressman, you know, you don't always get that sort of response. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you get a guy like Dave Bratt. You get a guy like John McGuire or Rob Whitman. They're both there when you ask, but not always the case. Dave Bratt, how many times did I have the chance to have Dave Bratt on the air when he was quite literally walking from one congressional meeting to another congressional, you know, from a hearing to a hearing, or he would duck into the men's room. He's just that sort of a guy. So today, he's slant. Look, the guy's a bigwig at Liberty, and Liberty's a really good place. And I would imagine, like everybody else, Liberty's going to have the students returning pretty soon, right? It was like the end of the month, generally speaking. And we've got school starting again. Is anybody going out this weekend? Is it this weekend for tax-free shopping? I am not in a position anymore. As I've mentioned this, it's really weird. First time we see the school bus go by, I don't know, we might, I'm not going to cry, but I'm going to feel weird because we don't have anybody in the Hanover County Public Schools this year. We don't have anybody in, you know, school. We're going to have Joe is in college. But it's different. It's just, you know, I'm not going to go out and buy Joe a backpack or new clothing for going back to college. And I don't know. I'm just feeling a little weird that way. But is anybody going to take advantage of tax-free shopping? And if so, what are you going to get? Because I'm always confused, right? They're either minimums or maximums on the spend, correct? I don't know if it's all related to back to school, because don't they normally, they've got appliances listed. And unless you're buying a dorm fridge, I'm not quite sure what the appliance would be to help somebody head back to school. But you might know better. I'm sure you know better than I do. Hit me up on that James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Rich Herrera is going to be back Monday morning hosting Richmond's Morning News. I learned he's hanging out with some of his college buddies, which is really cool. I'll look forward to hearing what he has to say this morning. Fine job, Gary Hess and producer Dan. Wonderful jobs, pinch hitting. I thought that was very, very good. Somebody was I will say this. Somebody was on the text. This is why if you're living and breathing with feedback. You know, sometimes I look at this text line and go, okay. But somebody did send it over. Well, you know, it was clear the two guys on this morning were these big left wingers. Now, you can say a lot of things about Gary. You can say a lot of things about Dan. I can guarantee you, sure as I am sitting here, neither one of them is a big-time left-winger. So I don't know where that came from. But if you'd like to keep it on the rails between the lines, here's what I would love for you to do. Send me some stuff on that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And the two things I'm curious about, number one, Physical Fitness Award. Presidential Physical Fitness Award is coming back. I think it's a great thing. The left is just melting down, and my God, they're just... I saw the comparison to the Hitler Youth. Really? I get it. You hate Trump. I don't understand why, but you do. But if you go immediately to the Nazi comparison, to the Hitler comparison, I'm pretty sure you've lost that debate before it even started. And tax-free shopping. Are you involved in it? What are you going to be getting? And I wonder what people are going to be spending to send kids back to school this year. I don't know. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is, Friday. Oh, man, is it Friday. I am so happy. That it's Friday. You know what it means, amongst other things. Well, yeah, it's Friday, which is a good thing any day of the week, I know. But it means that I am about a week away from leaving for Israel. Yeah, very, very, very excited.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
About that. Very excited about that. I was trying to figure out packing, which may sound a little weird. Like Heidi does far more traveling these days than I do. And she goes on fun trips. When I travel, for the most part, It's for, like, to deliver a speech somewhere, and I'm not sitting on a beach or having fun. But I was happy to get this updated email yesterday from the folks who are organizing, coordinating this trip. There actually are tourist things that we're going to be doing as this trip. I thought it was all meetings, and I am wrong. There are meetings. There's a meeting with the president of Israel. There's a meeting at the American Embassy with Ambassador Mike Huckabee, and there are a couple of others that apparently are still in the works. But there are also going to be some tourist opportunities, so that's pretty cool. So I'm going to have to pack. My traditional packing is, well, the flight's at noon, 8:30 in the morning. I'll put together what I need and get out of here, but it's going to be a little bit different, I suppose. Nice note here on the James River Air text line coming in and from RVA. Jeff, the tax-free weekend is a mashup of back-to-school, energy-saving appliances, and hurricane preparedness. There are maximum purchase limits on back-to-school and clothes only. Doesn't apply to appliances or hurricane preparedness. Tax-free generators, for an example. Oh, all right. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? If you don't have a generator in our area, you should have one. Really, it's just that simple. I didn't realize that until I was here, because Heidi and I have lived, well, we've lived all over the country, but never really in a locale that power could go out and seems to go out far more frequently than any of us would like, right? I mean, look, it's not every day, I understand that, but You need a backup. So if you've got a chance to get a generator, pay no tax on it. That's pretty good. 3D in Hanover says, "Hey, Jeff, I am 77 years old. United States Marine Corps. I can still, at 77, deadlift 250 pounds. Spot on, man. Good for you. Hoorah. 757 says, "Jeff, the presidential fitness test had to be retired due to the physical abilities between the girls and the boys. It's documented. And, you know, it just doesn't fit the men and women's sports narrative." That's Oscar 757. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, this is going to be for those kids. Maybe, you know what, Oscar? Maybe you've hit on it. That's why it is such an annoyance to the leftists. The leftists, remember, what have I said? They're crazy, but they're not stupid. So they're looking and saying, no, there's going to be a new generation. We're starting in first grade. Those boys and girls will understand that there are differences between boys and girls. And if they are living that experience, I don't know how many days a week kids do phys ed these days, once a week, twice a week. I don't know. But at least on those days, they're going to be reminded there are, in fact, differences, physical differences between the boys and the girls. Let's be honest. It's one of the things that we as boys always liked about girls. They're different. I think girls felt the same way. But if you have those kids starting in first grade saying, wow, there are differences between boys and girls. Well, they have it twice a week in first grade and second grade, all the way up through school. Well, they've grown up with it now. It's now part of who they are. They get it. That, Oscar, is exactly why the leftists are upset. Because they see their whole, well, boys could be girls on Wednesday, but on Friday they can be girls. And, of course, on Sunday, everybody can just be a piece of office equipment. You know, you do you. Everything's cool. So those kids grow up 12 years from now. They're going to realize the differences. Wow. Hey, here's the difference. I would like to be voted as the best afternoon radio show again. Here's how you do it. I need you right now to text to 804-430-5505. Text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.